All ye who fear the Lord, praise ye the Lord. The Heavenly Father, we invoke your presence this morning. We recognize your presence in our midst. And we bow our heads and our crowns we throw before you. Accept our offerings today. Accept our praises today. Accept our ministration before you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your presence fill this house with greatness, with praise, with love, with peace, and with assurance. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. God, just really thankful that you've allowed us to see another day of life. Father, we know that we've got trials and we are tempted, oh Lord. But we thank you for your grace and your promise that upholds us and can never fail. Lord, we ask that you would remind us that your word is the word of life, and that in the reading of your word, oh God, our faith will increase so that we will stand in the hour of trial and not be moved. Father, we don't like to be uncomfortable. And many of us right now are in places, God, and to be fair, much of it probably to our own doing. But we're in places now, God, where we're uncomfortable. We're dealing with issues perhaps, oh God, and things that repercussions of decisions that we've made. But God, we cry out to you because we know that you are merciful and loving Father, that your grace and your mercy and your wisdom and your love somehow brings us through. Father God, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins because we know that we disappoint you and we break your heart many times. But Lord, if you forgive us and if you show your face to us and smile, God, we pray that we would be changed. And the same grace that you've given us, we would give to those that have sinned and wronged us. Lord, we want to be more like your son, Jesus. God, we try and many times we fail. So we ask for your angels that excel in strength and open the portals of heaven that your glory and your will might be revealed here in the dark places of earth and in our heart, that they would pull alongside of us. Father God, we ask that you would renew our minds so that where we've given up, we might have hope. Because as long as you are alive, oh God, as long as you are God, there is always hope. Because nothing is too hard for you, no situation too dark that you cannot turn it around, oh God. And if you would not move the mountain, then strengthen us that we will climb the mountain and make it to the other side. Father God, help us to be mindful of the time and the times. To recognize, oh Lord, that time is running out. And so much is at stake. So though it isn't important, and God, it is nice to have nice temporal things, oh Father, let us turn our hope and our desire and our earnest effort to acquiring those eternal things. The only things that you will allow us to take into this next life, oh God, and that is a righteous and transformed character. That is a mind that has been renewed, that is truly in the image of your mind. Help us to value those things that you value, oh God, and find important those things that you find important, Lord. Father God, we pray that you would be the comfort for all of those that are hurting in the world today, that do not know, that have not heard, lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Father God, we pray that even now, oh Father, wherever they are, mental institutions, correctional institutions, domestic situations, homeless out on the street, wherever they are, oh God, that somehow your love and your grace and your hope and your power and your glory might reach them wherever they are. And not just in a spiritual sense, but in a real, tangible sense, oh God. Father God, we pray that this service, that each and every single person here from the pulpit to the last pew would have an encounter with you, would have an encounter with your Son who is the outshining of your glory, and that we would all be changed for it. Help us to love each other, oh God. And for those that might be watching this, because I know it's being broadcast live, Father God, wherever they are, that they would be changed, that they would sense that you are here. And not only here, but you are there. That you are literally just a prayer away. Father God, remember individuals in Haiti and Chile and all those places where your children are hurting and suffering. We know that you were there because in your word, it said that you looked out upon the multitude and you had compassion. Father, we pray that your character would be vindicated, that your name would be vindicated. Bless this service, we pray. Bless the speaker of the hour. And we pray that your kingdom would be added too, because we got together today on your holy Sabbath day to come before you in worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Speak to my heart,
speak to my heart, Lord.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can't hear from you,
then I know what to do.
And I know what to do.
I won't go alone.
I'll never go on my own.
Just let your spirit guide.
And let your word of mine
speak to my heart, Lord.
Give me your holy word.
If I can't hear from you,
then I know what to do.
I won't
go alone.
I'll never go on my own.
Just let your spirit guide.
And let your word of mine
speak to my heart.
Speak to my heart.
Speak to my heart.
Speak to my heart.
Good morning, boys and girls. My name is John Twistmouth Hard-Headed Cotton. When I was born, my mother, they called me John. My father, his name was Cotton. He didn't go to school. He didn't like school. He picked some of cotton. They call him Cotton. And boys and girls, if you don't go to school and you just like McDonald's, they will change your name to Donald's because you don't like to go to school, just like my father. So I got my name from my father. They call him Cotton. And when I was growing up, my mother, she says, John, you watch too much TV. exercise, but I just stayed in the house all the time. I wouldn't exercise, and I got real, real big. And she says, John, you need to exercise. And I said, I'm not going to listen to anything my mother said to me. So she started calling me John Hard-Headed Cotton. So when I was growing up, I went to the doctor because I had pain in my head. And he said, John, you need to exercise. And I said, I am not going to listen to the doctor nor my mother. So he says, John Hard-Headed Cotton, I'm telling you, John, you need to exercise. And then he gave me some pills because he said, John, your blood pressure is very high. And I said, doctor, you know I'm a black man, and you know these pills, they never make me have children, so I'm not going to take your medicine. So I went, and my blood pressure just keep going higher and higher. And he said, John, your cholesterol is high. And I said, my name is John Hard-Headed Cotton. And he says, John, you are going to get a stroke one day. If you don't take your medicine, you are going to get a stroke. So I woke up one morning, and then this side of my mouth and this one hand and this leg will move because I did not take my medicine. So when I went to the doctor the next day, he said, John, Hard-Headed, Twist Mouth Cut, are you going to listen to me now? So boys and girls, that's how I got this long name, John Hard-Headed, Twist Mouth Cut. Boys and girls, your parents are supposed to know what their cholesterol is. And some of them, they wouldn't listen. So I got a job for you. I want you, when you come to church next week, you should be able to tell me what your dad's cholesterol is and what's your mom's cholesterol. Okay? They are supposed to know. Because if they don't, they can get a stroke. And they will be twisted just like me. The mouth will be twisted on one side. And their feet, because they didn't take their medicine. And some of them are just as hard-headed as children. So, are you going to do this for me? Good. And the next thing you need to do, you can't watch TV all the time. Because you need to go outside and exercise so that it will control your blood pressure and your TV so you won't get big, okay? Because it's not good for you. Okay, boys and girls? That's our story for today. And I would like for you to do what we ask you to do and find out from them. And if they said they don't know what it is, they need to go and find out from their doctor. Okay, boys and girls? And you're going to ask them, right? Okay, who's going to pray for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us and please let our moms be well and please help us have medicine all the time and please let us exercise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 I pray for my mom and dad. I pray for my everyone. And thank you. Jesus, pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, what a blessing it is to be in your presence this morning. We come before you with our sins. We come before you with our gifts. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless these gifts. Bless those that have not to give this morning, Lord. May you bless them in a special way that each and every one will be able to come in your presence and return a thank offering or a gift to you. We pray this morning that these gifts will be used for the extension of your work so that soon you will come and to take us home to the promised land. Bless your people today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Deacons, we wait on us.
Calvary. reaches,